So moved by Councilwoman Harland, seconded by Councilman Red Eagle. Please call for the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Not here.
Councilwoman Harland?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Yes, and Councilwoman Gray had to excuse herself for just a second. She'll be right back with us. She had a definite call at a certain period, and I've agreed. I think she should make it. So with that, we come out of executive. Does anyone have any motions or resolutions that need to come out of executive? Hearing none, I'd like to move on with the agenda. The two items were discussed by the council, and we have no motions at this time. Under old business, oil and gas summit agenda finalization, Councilwoman Gray has stepped out, but I'd like to ask Mrs. Red Eagle to come up and go ahead and give us an update on our summit agenda. I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to prepare, but yes, ma'am.
She's ready. She did it.
Well, I sent out an email a couple days ago, and I'm just trying to get more speakers, saying that they'll speak, and might get hold of Bill Billinger today. So if you know anyone else that I've got on the list that hasn't confirmed yet, send it to me, and I'll call them wherever you need. I'll do. So far, we're doing really good. Margo's got a special call about the food. She thought the it was too high, so she's calling my room. I'm mad. But other than that, it looks really good. And I do have one request. I can't bring a band in. I found out just now. I was wondering if Polly, if I bring two sets of Indian dice, if Polly would help me teach people how to play.
Oh my God, that'd be fun.
Sure. And what's crazy is, I called him and said, well, can we do Indian dice on Indian land? And then I called Matt. And he said, excited though. And then he said, yeah, it's past one, but you have to get approved from the chief. So it seems like something new every day.
If you take the bet. Yeah. If we don't, as a demonstration, we will waive the NIGC ruling. I haven't known well as former past two times gaming. Okay.
So that's it. So everything's really, you know, all right. And I'm going to, I'm going on five different news feeds today. And I just got with Dana Knott. They're a procurement, tribal procurement web. And so I got with them, and they're going to have it on there. I just talked to Geneva about doing a blast with her connections.
Yes.
And then Ms. Foreman sent me a bunch of magazines. And so I'm just waiting for quotes for them. So another blast should be coming out any day.
Okay. Councilwoman.
How many sponsors do we have?
We don't have any. We have one from Enbridge. And of course, a casino. That's it.
Jim Hesser's one to set up too.
Jim
Hesser.
Did he wants a sponsorship or a booth?
No, just the booth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get hold of him.
Christy, I don't know if you've seen where we confirmed today that we got 38 tracks nominated for the lease sale.
Nice.
Okay.
So that helps.
That helps a lot.
And also, Andy Nick has requested that he will be speaking on the ABD process as well as he should have two spots.
Okay. I believe I saw that email today.
Okay. Just want to make sure you
know. Yeah.
Because it's not on WhatsApp.
Well, we haven't timed it up yet. That's why she's here.
So this is great that y'all calling this.
Councilman.
Yeah, Christy, every meeting that we discuss the summit,
mm-hmm.
I'm always concerned that the producers haven't been invited to it yet. Are you working towards sending out something to the producers to invite them to come to the summit?
Yes, but if you have new producers.
No, I'm just talking about the regular
producers. We couldn't even get that answered. Just we'll stay with our homegrown group.
Yeah.
Just a comment.
So when are you going to mail those out?
They've already done the emails.
I'm not talking about emails. I'm talking about a postcard or a letter.
I can defer to next week.
I think what Kristen's waiting on is to finalize the agenda.
Yes.
Once that's completed, then she'll shoot it out to all the producers.
But I have the app that I made out, and I can send out.
Yes, and I saw that. I think it's a great response to that, not only promoting where we're at, but what we're doing. It's hard to relegate this and delegate it out when the oil's hit the 10-week hardest weeks it's ever had.
Yeah.
I've had oil lower, I've just never had it in the environment we're here now, so I think this is so perfect timing to come in. Is there anything the council would like to add?
Have y'all considered chatting with Robin Phillips and taking her up on her offer to take the whole afternoon and talk about A to Z, what they do over there? She's done that 2 years ago.
I could get in touch with her.
Okay.
And see.
She's offered to do that. Brings her whole staff, and they're she called us, she would, and bring her.
I don't think she'll leave this time.
Is GT Bynum, the mayor of Tulsa, is he gonna be there?
Who?
The mayor of Tulsa, Bynum.
Mayor of Tulsa?
GT Bynum.
GT Bynum, the mayor. Margo told me earlier that he's not gonna come.
Okay, I didn't know that, so I'll take him off the list. Okay. Do y'all have any ideas for sponsorships that maybe I'm not getting?
Well, our attorney, Fredericks, should be doing something.
Coffeyville Resources used to sponsor us, did they not?
Yes, CVR.
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah, we have to reach out to Coffeyville, all our big purchasers.
All of our purchasers
are gas and oil.
They're purchasers.
Ken Morgan.
Scott Resources.
Superior Oil Company. There are five gas companies.
Charles Wickstrom.
Iron Mountain.
Sunoco, Shell, Conoco.
All the producers, you know, a lot of the producers that we just sponsored.
Hydrations, Friends Store.
Please contact Christie with availability and the contact number.
Please.
For sponsors.
Actually, myself and Nona met the new CVR group. We definitely need to get in with the new people in charge. And I like going to the purchasers first, and then going into the producers. And the other comment I have is that we are given a list. And I'm gonna turn to Lacey. Are we allowed to give her the list to mail out to help her on the postcards to our producer? We'll have to work out something.
Okay.
And also some of our big service companies, Baker Hughes, for instance, it's owned by General Electric. Consolidated services out of Coffeyville, Kansas that do frack and acid.
Yes, sir.
Some of our big healthy service companies, not the mom and pops necessarily.
I think we should add mom and pops when they're Osage owned, like Tomahawk.
Yeah.
Give them
Air Trucking.
CNG.
Yeah, I mean, so
I'll come
up with some names.
Yeah,
some names of people that come to my mind.
Thank you.
We're
thank
having,
you,
we're having a committee meeting on Friday.
Okay, with that, they'll get back with you.
Okay.
I like the agenda. I think we'll just tighten it up, and then we'll go into the other aspects of the effort. I just knew that we can't give out that information, but also, when's the next OPA meeting?
Last one was the annual one in June or July.
Can I call the president, maybe ask them for the information, contact information, which they're allowed to give out?
Yes, sure.
You and I will work on that.
Is he Debbie Carter's daughter, you know, is the one that's running that?
And if you want to just have some sponsorship, I will be here Friday at 1 for the meeting. So if you want to leave it.
Oh, it ain't that.
Or anything, please.
Yes.
Because I'll do an email out next week.
Yes, ma'am. And that really helps us out. Is there any other comments before we go on and finish our agenda? My dear, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's truly a pleasure. With that, I'd like to go into, I was asking for a motion to allow me to rejoin the signature on our checks so we can have availability without having folks move in. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Cagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Baldridge?
Yes, thank you.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray? Motion passes.
Is that correct?
It's five of us, signatory ability.
Oh, is it five?
Yes.
I thought it was only two or three.
Might as well make all eight of us.
Well, I was going to say, we'll rescind it. I didn't know there was that many.
Well, I think Marcia, you still have signatory.
There's Marcia, Andrew, Margo, Myron, and Everett.
That's good. There's three we don't trust. We're not mentioning names.
Oh, Lord, we almost got by it. You just couldn't let it go.
I know.
Okay, I'd like to move on down to item seven C, BBNR Oil Corporation plugging and producing wells. Councilwoman Foreman?
Thank you, Chairman. We discussed this briefly in our last meeting. It kind of went off the rails with questions and things. So we are bringing it back to the council's attention to make a decision on. There are 10 gas wells capable of producing gas in a quarter section that BBR Oil Corporation operates. And back in 2015, BBR wanted to shut in the wells, abandon the wells and walk away from them, and contacted our superintendent for the forms to do that. And she advised him that the forms, there weren't any forms for that sort of thing. The important thing to remember here is that these wells are capable of producing gas. They have two markets. They're connected to the surface owner has used this gas for 20 years to heat the buildings on their surface, on their farm. And they pay a pretty hefty price for it, some, you know, as high as $10 an MCF at times, according to the contract that we have with them.
Because of their location?
Well, no, because that was the agreement that they would pay. Well, they would pay a set amount every year to use gas. And because they use so little, it comes out as a higher price. And the secondary market for this is that Kinder Morgan had was connected to these wells and took all the excess gas at, I'm not sure what price that was. But the market price has been under $3 for most, for at least the last 3 or 5 years. Superintendent took quite a while to get back to them, took over a year to get back to them. And at that point, or at some point in time, she terminated the leases for non-production. The information that I provided all of you and is in our board booklet right now is that these wells, in fact, from 2015 through 2017, as far as I can tell, were producing, the gas was being sold, and we were receiving payment for it. However, the you know, for whatever reason, the BIA didn't record it properly, so what their records were showing, no production. But you all have copies of vouchers where royalty was paid and checks where BBR was paid for the gas that was sold. So my concern here, and always has been my concern, is that in our lease language, and also in our CFRs, we have language that says, no productive well shall be abandoned until its lack for further profitable production has been demonstrated to the satisfaction of the superintendent. And then in our CFRs, to be exact, 226.28, it also says, no productive well shall be abandoned until its lack for further profitable production of oil and gas has been demonstrated to the satisfaction of the superintendent. You have all the records that show that this well has markets, gas was sold, and yet the superintendent terminated the lease. And she didn't have the information because their records were sloppy. So she terminated the lease. I'm only saying we're not trying to renew any leases here. We can put them up on a lease sale. I'm only saying that for this quarter section, we have 10 wells capable of producing gas. We have a surface owner that still wants to buy the gas. And all I want to do is delay the plugging. What the superintendent has ordered is these wells be plugged. All I want to do is delay the plugging until such time that superintendent does her job and determines if these wells are still commercial. That's the only question, that's the only motion that I would have before the council here to think about. Do we want, plugging is permanent, we can resell the lease, you know, get them started again, you know, would be the alternative, which means more money for us. So if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Councilman Greg Corn, then second chair.
Did we vote on this last time?
No, sir.
Well, we did vote, and then we rescinded it. We rescinded it because Chairwoman Harlan didn't have enough information.
So the answer's still no?
Yeah.
What, so we rescinded a motion?
That.
We voted and we rescinded.
And then we rescinded, yes, sir.
So that's where it's standing, right?
Yes, sir.
We don't even vote on it, I believe.
No, we voted and then we rescinded the resolution, so the vote went away, it's no.
But, I mean, I guess we went through a series of votes, which.
Yeah, we had one vote, and then before we concluded that meeting, we rescinded, we voted to rescind.
Okay.
And the council rescinded that resolution, and it wasn't because I didn't have enough information, it was because we were questioning whether there had been any type of appeal on this.
Through the Bureau.
Very similar to what we had done earlier with Iron Hawk Energy.
I guess my understanding is we went through a discussion, we voted, we rescinded, to me that's still a vote. So we went, it's already gone through the process and we're done. That's the way I see it, unless somebody has a motion.
Sounds good to me.
Well, I do have a motion that we delay the plugging of these wells until such time that these wells that are capable of gas production and have two markets to sell the gas, I make a motion that we delay the plugging of the wells until the superintendent advises us that these wells still have commercial production. Plugging is permanent. These are wells capable of producing gas.
I have a motion on the floor.
Can I speak?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I got questions.
Okay.
I got a series of questions.
I hope I can answer.
Yeah, me too. Okay, you say there's been some correspondence between BB&R Corporation and the superintendent?
Yes.
Who with BB&R has been making that has been doing the corresponding?
BBR, well, I have to look at the letter, but it's BBR Corporation letterhead.
Yeah, it's all over. My question is, they were sent a termination letter. They had the appeal process to where they could do a show cause. Did they not know
they
how to do a show cause?
To me it's important, but they elected not to appeal because they were tired of doing business in the Osage with all the problems that they were having.
That's not right.
Their major problem is non-production, and probably the BIA is now starting to terminating a lot of leases for non-production, whereas before they used to turn a blind eye to these leases that were inactive. So,
well,
yeah, they have stepped up their regulatory, but they had to.
Well, I understand.
And it's benefits Osage just to get these leases going. If they're not going to operate them, then we need to get someone in there who's going to operate them.
Right, but they were being operated and they were producing and they were.
They weren't selling to anyone other than the surface people, surface owners. Is that correct? That's what your correspondence says.
Yes, I think so. They did have a market to.
$600 a year is what we were getting as royalty
on. Correct. It's not much money, but it's wells that are producing gas and gas is being sold under a contract that has been in existence for 20 years.
So how many quarter
sections? There was no non-production.
How many quarter sections is this?
One quarter section. 10 wells
it says,
one quarter section.
Okay, east half of 23 and west half of 24?
No, it's just one. I'm just talking about the 10 wells and one quarter section.
10 wells and one quarter. Okay, that's
actually
fine. That's fine. I was just looking at your correspondence.
They have too. Other leases.
Actually, it's the east half of section 23, west half of section 24.
No, that's fine. I'm just wondering if it's.
Okay. All I'm asking is that we delay plugging until we know these are either commercial wells or not commercial wells. That's all my motion is.
Okay.
The superintendent has not done her job according to the CFRs and our own lease language.
I do have one clarification. We couldn't accept a payment from BB&R that Sooner paid them unless they had a division order correctly to go along with this lease.
Good point. Something else I was interested in.
Division order is the only way that we get our money to our shareholders going to PL accounts. This is following suit. I was just wondering, is if you had that contract for BB&R, then maybe you have legs to stand on.
Right. Is this a, let me just jump over. Is this a personal contract that you had with the surface owners?
The contract.
And was there some, maybe some royalties that need back pay, royalties that we need to be checking into?
Well, that's a step I haven't taken. Apparently, they've been paying all along. And we've got some, especially in the last several years, we have there's evidence from 2015 through 2017 that payment has been made. Okay. So there has to be a division order.
Council, you go right ahead.
Chairman, you decided to put this back on the agenda. Could you give us the reason why? We've already voted through this and closed it. So is there anything new? The reason why we want it back on the agenda?
The question I just asked, I didn't have this information in front of me where they have paid up to January of last year. And I'm not for sure that there hasn't been payments later. And that's the only reason I would allow it back up.
The second thing is, Robin Phillips does a lot of stuff. Or we question, yeah. But one thing she does do is, in that reporting process, if nothing's been produced in 6 months, it doesn't matter what you say, whatever, she moves to start terminating those leases. And that, to me, that's clear. And she's probably worked that through her solicitors and everybody else. This is the way Robin Phillips is going to handle the reservation. So we're going to ask her to, we're going to ask her to undo that decision process. Now, I don't know if we all agree with it. We can talk about it, but the fact of the matter is, I'm assuming it didn't pay anything in 6 months' span, and she automatically puts it on for termination. It does not go through all the things you're saying. She showed that in our recording the last time when I reviewed everything in the BIA.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes, sir. Councilwoman Martin.
I agree with what Councilman Redcorn is saying, that the issue here is really BBR is not the one asking us to delay plugging. Susan Foreman's asking us to delay plugging. But they opted not to appeal. They opted not to continue. And it seems like to me that at this late hour, a council member is trying to come in here and go, whoa, we might have something here that we want to take. The problem we have with that is that the Minerals Council isn't set up to take any leases right now. As we know, we've been talking about business development, but we're not in a place to do anything of that nature. And I'm not certain how we do know or don't know what the superintendent did or didn't do, because all we apparently have is BB&R's side of the story here. So my deal is I'd be opposed to delaying the plugging. Let's move on with what our CFR say. We can't have it out of both sides.
Yes, ma'am.
I agree, and I would propose that maybe Ms. Foreman contact Sooner Land and Livestock and see if they'd like to come in and negotiate a lease, if they're wanting to continue that practice.
Well, I already know that they don't want to. It just seemed to me like we could put this in a lease sale.
You've contacted Sooner Land and Livestock on your own and asked them?
I asked them specifically what. I have talked to them, yes.
If they're interested in negotiating a lease.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I know they're not interested.
You contacted them?
Yeah. I've talked to them, yes.
Okay.
And they are not interested in renegotiating the lease, but if we got 10 producing wells, we might want to sell them at a lease sale rather than put them. That was the whole point. But hey, it's up to the council.
I don't think it's the gold mine you think it is. I mean, it's barely producing. I mean, it's. BBR is not even interested in trying to keep it going. I mean, they're willing to plug it.
I actually didn't say it was a boat line, I said it's not much money. It's more of the principle of, we talk a lot about plugging wells and the superintendent's responsibility, but here are 10 wells, yes, they're low producing, they do have a market, but we're gonna plug. We're 5,000 barrels down, you know, it's a small problem, you know, if you think it's not important enough to, if you want, if you think it's, you know, the right thing to do is plug them, let's plug them. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure everybody was on board with what had happened. She made it, the superintendent made a determination to terminate a lease for non-production, when in fact there was production and there was money. Granted, it was not much. But rather than plug, and then she demanded they be plugged. Rather than plug them.
Excuse us, Councilman.
I think, you know, the process is what we're going to vote on. Number one, I didn't hear a second. I heard a motion, not a second.
So I gave you the second.
So I did not make a second.
Do we not have a second on? Okay, that's the last one. So we're still in discussion period. In point of order, I'd like to ask for the second. You put a motion on the floor. I remember that. It's been a long day, so we don't have a second. I'd like to entertain a second to this motion.
No, sir.
If it didn't have a second, have we already discussed it? We're still talking.
It got away from us a long time ago while you were out. It's second, so we're still in discussion. I have a second, my Councilman Redico, so let's just continue the discussion for 42 seconds.
Let's call for the question.
Call for the question.
And repeat the motion.
Second.
To delay plugging at BBR wells until superintendent determines economic value?
That's close enough. Mm-hmm. On section.
Commercial.
Excuse me. She just needs the legal.
I
knew you did. I just wanted to give you a moment to catch up with the Maddox. But that's all we need. Just go ahead and call for it.
Councilman Redcorn?
Abstain. Not enough info.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Abstain.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Secretary Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
No.
Councilwoman Harlan?
No.
Motion fails.
Thank you. With that effort, I'd like to go into entertaining a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have something I'd like to say before we.
May I jump ahead of you for just one quick effort? Guys, if you're not doing nothing Saturday, we want to invite you to the Zonzoli hand game. You will have an opportunity to lay all of these weapons down and come down, have a good time. We'll have fun, we'll have games, and then we'll eat at 5
Which
o'clock. Saturday at 2 o'clock, the Zonzoli Cooks are having a hand game in support of our drum keeper, Mr. Goodeagle. With that, I'd like to turn the floor over to Councilman Clark.
Before we adjourn, and I'll be happy to second Councilman Redcorn on that, but I know that Wilson Pipestem had sent a letter to the chair forwarded that out to us. Wilson had indicated a desire to come speak to the council. I would ask the chairman at this time to place that on our next agenda to invite Mr. Pipestem to come before us. I don't believe that does require a vote.
It doesn't.
Just to have it on the agenda.
It doesn't, except when you get solicited for that position. That's the only reason I wanted to ask. And well, while we're sitting here,
Chairman, that's your call.
I asked for 5 of you to support it, putting on an agenda, is what my actual answer was. Let's just go through. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it? It's on. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
With that, I'd like to ask contact. Yes, sir.
We still have meeting minutes to address.
Would you like to entertain a motion right this moment to take care of the meeting minutes?
It's on the agenda. I'd like to take care of that while we're here.
Okay, it's not on the paper, but it is on the board. Okay, it's on the
board.
Okay.
Is that
apology? Apologies. My apologies.
Right here.
I like this board book.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, sir, everything's in good order. Counsel?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Second, I have a motion on the floor and a second to approve our minute meetings from October 18th, is that correct?
November 2nd, 2019.
Second. Call for the question.
Can you approve the minutes?
To approve the minutes from November 2nd.
Is that what we said?
Yeah.
Councilman Reagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gorman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berry?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And thank you, Council. Appreciate it. I've had a hand up. I'd like to, before I close and adjourn, Mr. Bowen.
We're going to have a share over meeting Sunday at 1 o'clock. I can invite you all to.
Steer roping?
Steer roping?
Thank you very much. And I did see the email. Before we walk into a room where we're being asked, we have questions for you, send the council the questions a couple days early. And I imagine you will get a better response. I appreciate your offer. Motion adjourned. I need your time.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor. Councilman Redcorn. Second by Councilwoman Harlan. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gorman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berry?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reagle?
Yes.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Right back.
And I would, now that we're off the record, I want to entertain the first and third grade and sixth grade Ironman football competition. I want to give a shout out